Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Monday, 20th of November, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. The benchmark indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are likely to see a flat opening as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a muted start for domestic equity markets. Nifty futures were trading 10 points lower. In the previous session, the markets ended lower amid high volatility. The BSE Sensex fell 0.28% to 65,794, while Nifty 50 fell 0.17% to 19,731 and formed a small positive candle on the daily chart. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty may take support at 19,682. On the higher side, 19,788 can be the immediate resistance. According to market experts, Nifty is expected to consolidate for a few days before getting into action mode. Shares of Exide Industries will be in focus today as the company settled a long-standing dispute with VCHL and VEPL on the use of chloride mark in India. Rights will also be among stocks to watch as the company bagged a tender for 10 diesel electric locomotives from CFM Mozambique. Delivery shares will be in focus as SoftBank offloaded 738 crore worth of shares in the new age tech firm. Meanwhile, shares of Mazagon Dock, Aurobindo Pharma, Cochin Shipyard will be trading ex-dividend on Monday. The bustling primary market is set to simmer this week with six companies ready to mop up around 7,400 crore rupees. The Indian Renewable Energy Development Agency IPO anchor book will open today. The issue will open for subscription on November 21 and will close on November 23. The company plans to raise around 2,150 crore rupees via this IPO. In the SME IPO segment, Arrowhead Separation Engineering IPO will close today. So far, the rupees 13 crore issue has been booked 30 times. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US equity futures opened little change today. The S&P 500 futures were down nearly 0.1% and the Nasdaq futures lost 0.2%. Futures tied to Dow Jones Industrial Average fell around 0.1%. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, Asian shares got off to a slow start in what will be a holiday-shortened week and with market valuations looking a little stretched. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose by 0.12% and the topics climbed 0.15%, while South Korea's Kospi gained 0.58%. Futures of Hong Kong Hang Seng Index were also trading higher. In the commodities market, oil futures nudged higher on Monday, extending gains as expectations of OPEC Plus deepening supply cuts to shore up prices, which have fallen for 4 weeks on easing concern of Mideast supply disruption brought about by the Israel-Hamas conflict. Brent crude futures climbed 0.1% to $80.72 per barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude was at $75.97 per barrel, up 8 cents. The front month December contract expires later on Monday, while the more active January futures gained 13 cents. The dollar index traded 0.51% lower in futures at 103.82, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹83.29. In the Voice of the Day segment, we have Dr. V.K. Vijayakumar, Chief Investment Strategist at Geojit Financial Services, sharing his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen.
It is important to understand that globally markets are highly correlated. The mother market US sets the trend and others follow. The major headwind for markets for some time now has been the rising bond yields in US. This headwind is now largely behind us. The US 10-year yield has declined sharply from 5% in mid-October to 4.45% now. So the market construct is now favorable for a rally. FIIs who were sustained sellers till November 15th have turned buyers on 15th and 16th. This is indicative of a change in FII strategy. The RBI action raising the risk weightage on unsecured loans will have only a very short-term impact, since it will not impact the profitability of leading banks. Banking will stage a comeback. A rally is likely to begin in India soon. During the last five general elections, markets rallied in the run-up to the elections. This is likely this time also. We cannot say when. Perhaps after the state assembly election results are known in early December or even earlier, the rally might begin.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.